There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
This is your captain, John Reagan, sitting in today for Vincent. And in case you missed the first hour, the good news, Vincent has not been incarcerated after his meeting in Lebanon. The bad news is that the city leaders there, don't care about things like the Constitution. So it looks like we've had our last expo in Lebanon. And I get this call from Vincent. I was on my way home from church last night, saying that, good news is that Dr. Richard Allen Miller is going to be on Caravan to Midnight with John B. Wells tomorrow. And initially I thought he was calling me up like he normally does to give me a little notice to be last minute fill in when a guest has to be off unexpectedly. But then he turns around and tells me, by the way, I'm going to be on Caravan to Midnight too. How would you like to host USA Prepares tomorrow? And that's happened before where I've got last minute notice, like when the studio blew up with the batteries. But the guest was going to be there, so this is, the first time. We don't have a host, we don't have a guest, you want to show up? So we have Aaron Dakins with us today, and I want to thank Aaron for being here at the last minute as well. Good morning.
Hi, John. Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Doing good.
Good deal. Well, it's kind of crazy, isn't it?
It is. And I was talking with Rich Sheban last hour. Rich and I were sitting at the same table at the expo, and the next table over was, Dr. Rich Allen Miller and Matt Stein. And Rich and I barely got a chance to talk to each other just sitting at the same table.
I didn't get to talk to you at all.
No, you and I just barely got a chance to say hi.
Every time I would do something, somebody would grab me.
This was the first expo that I've really experienced that. It's always been busy, but I've always had a chance to stop and say hi and chat a little bit. It's like, John Moore wasn't that far down the row from me, and I probably had a chance to say hi to him as well. I went to see Lynn Pence, and there's people at his booth, and I couldn't stick around. So I never even got the opportunity to say hi.
I know. It was crazy.
It was wild.
It was. I don't know about you, but I'm still tired.
Oh, I was so looking forward to getting the day off.
That never happens, John.
It's a good lesson in preparedness because you don't get to choose when things happen.
This is true. Very true. You just kind of got to go with the flow, But it was a great time. We had a good time.
Yeah, it was. Every expo has its own flavor, but this one really was different. And I think it was good. And like Vincent says, I don't know if we will be able to have another one, but simply because of everything that's going on in the world today.
Right. Well, that's true. And having one in Lebanon is not going to work. And I was talking to Vinny about that last night, too, and I said, listen. Here's the problem. Most people are holding these expos at something that's owned by the city or the government somehow. Well, if there's no constitution we work under and it's all a corporation, they can do and say whatever they want to do. Now, we have no rights there.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, it was a great expo. The I think it was almost 100 seminars over 2 days. And other than the three that I gave, I only made one other one. That was the one Dr. Rich Miller did, where we could ask questions. And unfortunately, it's like me. You know, the answers you get are not necessarily the ones you want to hear, but they're the ones you need to hear. I did not get a chance to get to your seminars. What was it that you talked about at the expo?
I didn't get to anybody else's seminars either, John. It was crazy. I talked about emergency rehydration in basically a grid-down situation where you don't have the ability to go to the hospital or a doctor. I talked about personal hygiene, and then I talked about diatomaceous earth.
Would you like to expand on those? I think we've got the time.
Sure, I can do that. Let's start with the emergency rehydration, because I do think that's critical. When somebody has a, say there's a grid down situation, John, and there's no hospitals, or there's a pandemic going on, you don't probably want to take your loved one to a hospital. Maybe they're totally overloaded, as they would be. What are you going to do? Because dehydration is the killer. Of any, it could be an upper respiratory flu like a pneumonia, or it could be a violent gastrointestinal upset kind of flu. It's dehydration that'll get you in the long run. So most people, now I know you were in the military, so you probably know how to set an IV.
I never got that training.
You never did? Okay. Well, a lot of people know how to do it. They may not have, you know, it's not like you just run down to Walgreens and buy a box of IV catheters, right? I mean, it just doesn't work that way. So a lot of people wouldn't know how to put an IV in, even if they had it. And then are they going to have the fluids and then the line to run from the bag of fluids into the IV in the arm? So that's probably not going to be feasible for many people. So I kept thinking there's got to be a way to do this. And I was a registered veterinary technician for 25 years before I retired. So I kept thinking, you know, there's things we've done to animals that could probably cross over. And sure enough, I came up with, it was about a year ago, I came up with an idea of rehydrating the person via the rectum. And I know that sounds gross and most people don't want to talk about it, but it works because the intestinal mucosa will absorb fluids really fast. And it might just make the difference between life and death of the whoever you're taking care of, your loved one. It could be your spouse, your child, your brother, sister, mother. It doesn't matter. It could save their life. And it's not hard, and it's easy to prepare for now, and it's not expensive. So what I did was I showed people how to use an enema bag. You could go to Walgreens or CVS or probably Walmart or anywhere and buy an enema bag. And it'll have a hose on it, and it'll have different attachments, and it'll have a clamp on the hose. I showed them how to make homemade saline solution using Himalayan sea salt that they could put in the enema bag, and you insert the probe, you know, into the rectum a little bit. Not, don't you know, shove it all the way up there. Come on. I know, right? And then you don't set it. You know, you, the idea is for them to absorb the fluids, not flush it out like an enema. Okay. So you're going to set your drip fairly slow. And when you have the salt water in solution that you're running in there, that changes the charge of the ions. So the mucosa will just absorb those fluids really quickly. And that's just an easy way. It's ditch medicine at its finest. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah, and I had an experience with dehydration myself. I was over in Germany. This was 1984. And the summer that year in Germany was very cool. We were lucky to reach 70 degrees. They still had the heat on in military housing in the summer, like July. You know, this is unheard of in government housing. The government normally works by the calendar. You know, the heat turns on this day, turns off that day. The AC turns on that day. And there's no logic or reason. But yeah, that wasn't the way it was. And I had a trip to Spain Well, Spain was on the opposite end of the spectrum, so I touched down in Spain, and it's in the 90s, you know, like the upper 90s at that.
Okay.
And I didn't realize it, but, you know, obviously I was sweating more because I wasn't used to that kind of temperature. And on the second base that I went to, which was Torrejon, I'm there, and I believe it was the weekend, because I was there for you know, a few days. And I decided, you know, in my off time, go to the base theater, watch a show, and I'm sitting there feeling worse and worse and worse. And managed to make it through the show, and I walked down to the emergency room, and they run tests and find out I pretty much run out of potassium.
Yep, that'll happen.
So, you know, it's more than just drinking fluids. You have your electrolytes, the sodium, the potassium, and you have to. And while I'd been drinking, you know, that part of my body, you know, didn't know things were different. The potassium wasn't there, so they gave me the packets, and you know, that took care of the initial really bad stuff. But it really did take me years to get used to the heat again.
Well, it does. And did they give you salt pills?
I don't think they gave me salt pills. They didn't talk about the sodium. They only talked about
potassium. I mean, in the military. See, they used to in the military years ago. When Brad was in the military in the 70s, they had salt pills. When they were
going to
be in the jungle, something like that.
You know,
but this time when he was in Iraq, no salt pills. He got dehydrated. But what you mentioned about the electrolytes is critical. Because when he got dehydrated, his electrolytes went way out of whack, and his heart went into atrial fibrillation. Because of that electrolyte imbalance. It's dangerous. Now, you can buy electrolyte powder if you want the human form of it. Look in the pediatric section at, you know, Walmart or, you know, Walgreens or something. They'll have a powdered electrolyte solution. You can get that. I've got the animal stuff that you would buy for, like, just like a baby goat or something that's born. We have that put back. It is an electrolyte solution.
And, you know, a third part of the mix that Dr. Shealy talks about is magnesium.
Got to have it.
And that's one of those things, like he says, you don't want to do tons of that orally because of the laxative effect. And as you get older, you don't absorb as much, so you want to be able to do that topically.
You can, and I do. I soak in it. But anyway, you can do some of this up the bum, too, and people don't think about that, John.
Well, we're already at the break. It's John Ray with Aaron Dagans. We'll be right back.
Class, we want to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take. At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. The financial collapse of the United States is a mathematical certainty. There's no doubt about it. U.S. Air Force Captain and author John Reagan will explain why this will happen and what you need to do about it right now. We're not trying to scare you, but the collapse is coming. This and 150 seminars and exhibits are included in your pass. $8 online and $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29 at the Get Prepared Expo, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ladies, for $450, you can buy a brand new AR-15 rifle kit at the Get Prepared Expo. Because this AR-15 is a kit, there's no paperwork and no registrations required. It's totally private and all 100% legal. AR-15 kits and seminars on how to assemble them. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. AR-15 kits, $450 at the GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
And this is John Reagan at the controls today. Vincent will be back with us tomorrow. So, Aaron, what do we do now that we've stuck it?
That's a good way to put it, John. Well, once you see, that's the critical part, too, right there. I mean, not that part, sticking it. No. It's that we're going to have to be our own healthcare workers, okay? So, basically, you're going to do the best you can with what you have. And that's part of being a prepper, I believe. So, you know, you can put electrolytes in there. Magnesium is critical. And like you mentioned, that it does have a laxative effect. So, you're not going to want to, and, you know, you may have somebody that's not real conscious that's that sick. So you're not going to be able to really give them anything by mouth, and that's the key right there. A lot of us have, you know, transdermal magnesium. You can also just have a nice, handy little bag of Epsom salts, okay? And, you know, you could mix up the Epsom salts in some warm water and kind of rub that on their belly or the bottoms of their feet. The bottoms of the feet, the arch of the feet, those absorb oils and different products like the magnesium. If I feel like I'm low in magnesium, I will even take our transdermal magnesium right on the arches of my feet. Okay, so you can do that to a patient that's kind of down. The electrolyte solution is critical. Making your own saline solution can be a lifesaver. Now, do you want me to go through that real quick, John?
Sure.
Okay. Most people have ball jars, the canning jars, mason jars, Kerr, you know, whatever they've got. And I'm just going to give out the recipe for a 16-ounce bottle. Take some clean purified water. You're going to heat it on your stove to just before boiling and take it off the heat. Add 2 teaspoons. I use pink Himalayan sea salt because it does have trace minerals in it. Mix it up, stir it up. It's still going to remain cloudy a little bit. Let it cool. You can pour that in your ball jar that you've sterilized. Now remember, this is going up the bum, so sterility is not as critical as doing an IV. Okay. But try to do the best you can. And then you can just pour it in your enema bag as you need it. And you want to kind of play with the flow on your hose before you insert it. They'll appreciate that. You don't want it gushing out like a fire hose. It's all going to come right back out at you. So that's not my idea of a real good time. So you want to adjust the clamp to where it's kind of a slow drip. And that will rehydrate a person very quickly. And I thought about this, and I've talked about it on air off and on for the last year or so. And I thought before the seminar, you know, hey, you research what you're going to talk about a little bit. And I thought, I wonder if anybody else was kind of weird enough to try this, because I've done it on my farm animals before. And sure enough, I found the military during World War I had used this technique. Their medics had done this in the field. And they would just even just use canteen water, okay? It was called proctoclysis, it was what they called it, or the Murphy drip. So I felt better that I wasn't like the only nut out there. So it is something that is a viable in a grid down situation when you need to rehydrate that person. People also don't understand that when a person is becoming dehydrated, their core body temperature will actually elevate a little bit because of the regulatory mechanisms in the brain with the dehydration. So you definitely got to start getting them rehydrated. And this can work, like I said, for a flu of any kind. But what if you have somebody that cuts themselves really bad? I mean, somebody maybe it's a grid down situation, but we're going to be doing a lot of stuff we probably don't normally do, using stuff that we, you know, maybe older stuff, maybe rusty stuff, you know, any kind of thing. What if somebody like slices their femoral artery when they're out working on a fence? Anything can happen. We know that. So not only do you have to get the bleeding stopped, but you're going to have to replace the blood volume. And if you don't have an IV, this will work to replace that blood volume pretty quickly. So I definitely wanted to get that out to people, let them know that there's hope.
And I think I'll end up borrowing that information, too, for including in the Unprepared Prepper. Because there's so much that if you don't think about it, and you're there on the other side of the event, it really does become a life and death situation.
It does. And what if you, I mean, think about it, if you have a child, you know, like a 5 or 6 year old, and it's, you know, like you said, I like after the event, okay, it's after the event, and you can't get to a doctor, you can't get to hospital, they're running a really high fever, they've got some kind of flu, obviously you want to quarantine them, but you've got to rehydrate that child pretty quickly. And this is, it sounds unpleasant going up the rectum, but it's really not. Personally, I hate IVs. I feel every drop that goes in those things because I just do. I always have. I mean, like, I throw fits with nurses, like, don't touch my hand with that IV, I'll kill you. Go open my arm a little bit because it hurts me so bad. To me, actually, this would be less invasive, kind of embarrassing. But then, again, if I'm half out of it with a fever, I really don't care at that point, you know. So it's not really an invasive procedure. Just don't cram it.
Wants to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take. At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, Vincent and Dr. Richard Allen Miller on Caravan Midnight today. This is John Reagan with Aaron Dakins and the joys of live radio. I guess neither one of us could hear the music before the commercials kicked in. So do you still have your train of thought?
No, not really. But that's okay. That's okay. It's just gone. It's live radio. I love it when I don't hear the bumper. It just happens. It's okay. Well, that was my kind of contribution, because I think in this situation that we're probably headed for was going to be kind of chaotic for a while, that we have got to concentrate now while we can and things are still available, is getting our medical kits ready. And that was part of our medical kit. In fact, when I came up with this idea, I literally said, honey, you've got to run into town and get me two enema bags. And he's kind of looking at me like, what's wrong? You know what? Do you need the enema? No, I don't need it. It's for this. So I explained it to him. He's like, okay, and he did. So we had those put back. I think the medical kits are critical and they may save your life. You know, figure out what herbals or botanicals, their shelf life, if you can order those now that you might need, like antiviral properties, that kind of thing. Cayenne pepper, something good you can put back because it'll stop bleeding. I'm assured that it doesn't sting when you put it in the wound, but I haven't tried it yet. So, you know, another really good, it's in our first aid kit, or I call it a medical kit because it's far more extensive than a first aid kit. Silver cream. You know, we all talk about colloidal silver, right, John?
Right.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of different companies now, and I used to use this in practice because when we dealt with a lot of birds, too, like parrots, birds, okay, you can't use a lot of the antibiotic ointments like you use on yourself or even your dog or cat. Birds can't do it. You can't put, like, a triple antibiotic ointment on a bird. So we came up with another product, and that was the silver cream. So it's an antibiotic cream, but it's made with colloidal silver. And that's what we have put back in our preps, and we use it ourselves, like for little cuts or whatever. I always have with my children. So that's something you can put back now that you can have and have it ready. Of course, you know, you want your bandaging materials and all sorts of things. I don't know. Go to Walgreens. Sometimes Walgreens or CVS or, you know, the aisles over there in Walmart can be a prepper's paradise when you're building a first aid kit, because there's lots of things. Now, everybody has made this move over to digital thermometers, right?
Oh, yeah.
I hate them with a passion. I don't think they're accurate. The batteries run down. Don't get the sucker wet. I just hate them, okay? So I've managed to save some of my good old-fashioned glass with, I know, the deadly toxin mercury in it. Most, you know, even if you break one, it's really not that horrible of a deal, because trust me, I broke a lot, and I'm still talking to you, okay? But I save those. I think they're much more accurate. If you could go to flea markets or any place else and find those, maybe you could find them up on Amazon still. I don't know. I don't even know if they can still sell them. But those are the thermometers that I recommend. But you're going to need those things. You're going to need fever reducers, different products that we take for granted now, but in an after event or a grid down situation, they're not going to be available. You can't just run down to the neighborhood drugstore. So build your medical kits now, because it might save your life.
You know, that kind of ties in a little bit with one of the items I brought up with my talk on the unprepared prepper, is your weather station.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we're not going to have the communication and the satellites and all this, and radar and other great stuff that we have today, which in some cases don't do you need to have, and again, so many of the instruments you buy today are, you know, battery powered or made in China with their high quality. And to get something, you know, to measure the temperature, to measure the humidity, to measure the barometric pressure, because you're going to have to keep track of what's going on to figure out what's going on with the weather and do your own forecasting. And if you don't have those tools, then all you can do is, you know, kind of look up at the clouds and, you know, motion your finger and see which way the wind's blowing, and that's about it.
That's
so
it. And we have that too. Yeah. Our thermometer will stay inside, but it has a probe that goes outside.
Right.
And I like that real well. But you know what I have found is my best weather channel person? Well, weather channel is my dog. This is the second dog that we've had that can tell us the weather. It can be a sunny day, could be beautiful, and he knows it's going to storm later. Like for example, this happened this morning. It wasn't supposed to storm until tonight, Thursday night. they said the storms would probably start around 8. Well, Presley, our pit bull, the weather dog, woke me up at 5:30. Okay? And sure enough, the storm was rolling, getting ready to roll through. I was like, what are you doing? It's not till tonight. Really? You don't need over 12 hours notice here. And I look, okay? But no, we had a storm roll through early. So what you said is absolutely correct. So get a weather dog.
And, you know, I've talked about, I grew up in Southeast Texas. So we have this, or at least back in the 60s, it was this annual event. You'd go to the grocery store and pick up your hurricane tracking chart. And we didn't have the satellites back then. They send out airplanes. And you'd be listening to the radio several times a day to find out where the hurricane is now. You'd stick it on the tracking chart. And, you know, we didn't have computer models. You'd just be watching what it was doing. And that was how we did things back then. And compare that to what it was just a few decades earlier. You can read about the hurricane that hit Galveston, cost thousands of lives, because you can't tell the difference between, you know, a thunderstorm coming in and a hurricane until it's way too late. And if you plan on living, you know, in hurricane country after right. the event, you know, that's going to be a tough consideration, because you can't just, you know, pack up and run every time you see a thunderstorm coming.
Well, that's true, because you can't. That's right.
Yeah. So it's one of those considerations. You know, it's nice living on the coast where you have access to, you know, fish and, you know, whatever else there you like about living on the coast. But no place is perfect. Everyone has its pluses and minuses. It's like if you move inland here, you know, you end up with, you know, Tornado Alley. And fortunately, they don't hit as wide an area as hurricanes do, but they're more frequent. And even without that, you have the regular weather. And, you know, whether it's late snow and early frost, or a hailstorm in the middle of growing season, those things can adversely affect your food production and your ability to make it through the winter.
Well, Canada, we take all the weather for granted, don't we?
Yes, we do.
And that's the thing. People need to think about that. It's kind of going to be going back to the old days. Yes, it is. Like, oh, no, don't plant yet, you know, that kind of thing.
And that just, you know, adds to why you need to really, really prioritize right now and start taking steps, even if they're just baby steps, because there's so much to learn. And you can, you know, even relate it to normal things that you do in life, like driving a car. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't just get in a car and be able to handle everything. You know, if it's, you know, flat, straight road in the middle of the day with no traffic, it doesn't take a lot of skill to drive
that. Right.
But if you've got, you know, curvy mountainous terrain, you have black ice or fog or, you know, a number of conditions and traffic, that's where it takes some experience and skill. And it just, you don't get that overnight. And hopefully you live through your mistakes in getting to that point. But when it comes time for being able to raise your own food, if you don't have a supply of food on hand to make it to where you can live through your mistakes, you've got a problem.
You do. And you know what I found was one of the most critical things about prepping, John? Your best weapon, your best computer, your best problem solver is right between your ears. It's your brain. You just got to learn to think differently and think unconventionally and learn to really, you know, kind of work through situations and realize that there is a solution to every problem, and you've just got to find it. And that's key to being able to survive this event.
And I have to feel sorry for so many of the young people, when I'd say anybody under 40 nowadays, that their lives are so tied to, you know, the smartphones, they're basically geared not to think. You know, there's an app for that. Well, guess what? There's not going to be an app for what's coming. And
I wish it was so easy. Hey, what do I do for this? That's right. You're not. No. But you know what else? But, John, we're not going to be able to communicate.
Yeah.
Unless you've set up a ham radio rig and you've got a tall enough antenna and there's repeaters still working. I sit around and think about this. I bet you do, too. What's it going to be like when I just can't pick up the phone and call Doc Waterman and say, hey, what's going on with this? We won't be able to do that.
And even if you do have the setup, you may not have the time to even mess with it because there's so much else you have to do just to stay alive.
That's it.
And my point of there not being the working supply chain, that includes what we got used to in the United States, even back in the old days, was the post office. You know, your ability just to put a name and city on an envelope and send it and it gets there, it's going to take probably at least a couple of decades before any of that gets set up again. It might even take longer than that.
We're going to go back to the Pony Express. Works for me.
This time we've got music. John Reagan with Aaron Dakins. I can't believe how quick this hour is going. We'll be back with the final segment after these messages.
Class, who wants to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take? At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. The financial collapse of the United States is a mathematical certainty. There's no doubt about it. U.S. Air Force Captain and author John Reagan will explain why this will happen and what you need to do about it right now. We're not trying to scare you, but the collapse is coming. This and 150 seminars and exhibits are included in your pass. $8 online and $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29 at the Get Prepared Expo, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ladies, for $450, you can buy a brand new AR-15 rifle kit at the Get Prepared Expo. Because this AR-15 is a kit, there's no paperwork and no registrations required. It's totally private and all 100% legal. AR-15 kits and seminars on how to assemble them. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. AR-15 kits, $450 at the GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. How many...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Vince will be back with us tomorrow. This is your captain, John Reagan. And I guess let me quickly give you an update on what you missed from my seminar on the Financial State of the Union. This was just an update. It didn't even cover anything really from my book other than to summarize, you know, the condition of, you know, it takes more than all the money in the world to fix our problem, and you can't even tax 100% and keep from going further in the hole. I found out what the actual dollar amount is that we're going to have to pay for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. That doesn't even include Obamacare over the next 75 years. This number is represented in the financial report of the United States as a number that's $14 trillion and change. And as bad as that is, you know, that's what we would have to have in the bank earning interest to meet those payments. And not having the numbers, just mentally I was thinking, maybe the number's about three times that. And boy, was I off. And you know, it's the human linear thinking problem. So for the 75-year period, and this number comes out of the trustee report, so it's very well documented, that is reported as $14 trillion is actually over $230 trillion. And don't confuse that with the $200 trillion number that Professor Kotlikoff uses. That's for the infinite horizon. That would make his number something over $1 trillion. So, you know, if you weren't convinced before that we can't afford what's coming, that pretty much does it. However, but wait, there's more. When they take that number, they use an interest rate to discount it to get to that $14 trillion. Well, the interest rate they used was really quite reasonable, something we would consider normal, something in the, like the 5.7, 5.8% range. Well, when you take that number, if we return to a normal interest rate, applying that number to our current federal debt only, You're talking about the government having to pay over $1 trillion a year just in interest. That's getting darn close to total, personal tax receipts. So, again, that's not good, but it's kind of like, but wait, there's more. And, the question I get is, how long can this go on? Because, we know we have a structural problem that is going to hit sometime in the future. We have another problem, whereas if they decide to raise interest rates quickly, especially, that sets off those $250 billion worth of derivatives and crashes the bond market. So that can happen literally at a moment's notice. But the structural problem is something else. So I went and did a model, and the second version of this took the IRS tax stats plus added, since tax returns don't include 100% of Social Security, I upped it for that. I looked at government spending, and my first model did interest on our $60 trillion of debt the United States owes in total. And since we don't get to just pay interest only, I used a number of 3% on top of that to pay towards principal. So when I reran that model, just using that with the current growth rates that we have in those areas, government spending and debt service are greater than total income by 2020. Wow. And obviously, we can't make it that far. So when I look at, I'd say, think back up halfway, which would be 2017 and a half. And when you look at history, and you can check like a graph from the Weimar Republic, you look at the where things went bad for them. It was a 3-year time frame from going unhinging to collapse. And looking at all the news items, I think we've hit that unhinging. Aaron Dangus, thanks for being with us. John Reagan.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. Vince will be back with us tomorrow. Remember, class, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.